I hope you enjoyed your weekend. Did you do some reading in the Bible's John chapter 1? For the remainder of this month, we'll be parked in this chapter, and thus far we have read and talked about verses 1, 2, and 3, 10, and 18. We have discussed John 1, verses 1, 2, and 3, and verses 10 and 18. If you've taken the John 1 reading challenge, then you're familiar with these verses, as well as the remainder of this chapter. If you have not yet read John 1, please do so. It's never too late to read the Bible. Last week, we focused on verse 18 of this chapter of John. It reads, "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him." The very end of this verse is key. He, Jesus, has explained him, God. Jesus is God explained. Or we can say, in Jesus, God is explained. Jesus explains God to us. Would you like to have God explain to you? If so, Jesus explains him. John 1:18 then must be prominent in this broadcast, which attempts to understand who God is. I really hope you have read John 1, verse 18, and the phrase, "He has explained him." Circle it, highlight and underline, or otherwise mark this in your Bible. As we continue along in John chapter 1 this month, and at the beginning of this new week, I want to take us back to John 1 and verses 4 and 5. I am reading now from John chapter 1 and verses 4 and 5. "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." There's a word here that really stands out, and that is the word light. When you have your Bible with you, circle this word. I think this is probably quirky, but I want to tell you anyway that ever since I was a kid, I have been fascinated by certain kind of lights. I was thinking about this on the weekend, and some memories came to mind. As a boy, every day after Thanksgiving, my family used to pull out all of our Christmas decorations from storage in our basement. And one priceless piece of Christmas that always came up was a little green ceramic Christmas tree that belonged to my mom. It was very fragile, so we carefully pulled it out of the little box and placed it on top of the wooden chest in the living room by the front windows. Now, when we put the tree itself up, there were no lights in it. But when we dug down deep into the box, we pulled up a separate little pouch with several of these little tiny colored light bulbs. And then we just quickly popped the lights in these little slots in the mini tree and plugged it in. Presto! White, green, red, yellow, and blue lights. There were dark blue and light blue. Mom, who does listen to this broadcast, do you still have this tree? For others of you listening, I found a picture of one of these online, and I've left that photo on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for you to see if you'd like. God is W-E-Z-E on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. God is W-E-Z-E. If you were alive in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, then I wouldn't be surprised if your family owned one of these too. Who knows? You may have one on your table this Christmas. But when I was young, there was something about the little lights on that tiny tree that captured my attention and somehow gave me peace. In particular, it was that dark blue light bulb. There were light blue ones, yeah, they were okay, but the dark blue ones, to me, they were comforting. The best was when I'd get a snowy night outside, and I'd come into the living room with all the other lights turned off. I would turn on that tree and stare at the blue light with the snow falling outside the window. Quiet, peaceful, perfect. To this day, a blue light that's similar to that shade of blue can give me a sense of peace. I travel frequently back and forth between Boston and Hong Kong, and so I'm on the airplane for 15 to 16 hours each time. That's right, between 15 and 16 hours one way every time. And with the airline I fly, it's always a Boeing 777. And in the passenger cabin of those aircraft, there's often shining a little blue light near the exits and galleys where flight attendants do their hard work. If I am seated in that area in the middle of the night, when the cabin is really quiet and the overhead big bright lights are off, sometimes I just stare at that little blue light and I find it peaceful. We're just floating along in the clouds in God's great big sky, just me and that little light. The psychologist listening in can probably drop me an email and tell me if there's a connection between staring at a little blue light as a kid and finding peace, and staring at a little blue light on an airplane and finding peace as an adult. They can also probably say, what's wrong with me? But all I know is that I find it peaceful to be in the dark with a little light shining on me. And so when I read John 1 verses 4 and 5, I always think about those little blue lights on that tree. But the light here in John's gospel is my true source of peace, because this light is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the light. Let's discover this in the Bible. Notice, if you would, first, that in John 1, verses 4 and 5, the word light is capitalized. This is because John is referring to a person. The person is Jesus. How do we know this? We know this for at least two reasons. First, we know the light is Jesus because of the context. Context is very important when reading the Bible. We already established last week that the word in verse 1 is Jesus Christ. So keep reading down through verses 1 through 3, and at the start of verse 4, John writes, in him. The him here is obviously Jesus. The light of men in verse 4 and the light in verse 5 is also Jesus. Second, we know the light is Jesus because Jesus tells us he is the light. I'm going over a few chapters in my Bible to John chapter 8 and verse 12. In John chapter 8 and verse 12, Jesus speaks and he says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus says of himself, I am the light of the world. Light, capital L, just like in John 1 verses 4 and 5. So to repeat, we know John is referring to Jesus again in verses 4 and 5 because of the context and because Jesus says, I am the light. And so it is completely accurate to reread John 1 verses 4 and 5 as follows. In Jesus was life, and the life was Jesus. Jesus shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend him. So today I want to emphasize that Jesus is the light. Tomorrow I want to talk about how Jesus, as light, contrasts with darkness and shines in the darkness of our lives. Please be back with me tomorrow as we continue to discuss the light. But while we are in verse 4 of John 1, and also since I have made reference to John 8 verse 12, let's notice a second word, and that is the word life. John 1 verse 4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. We really cannot separate out the words life and light here. They go together. The word life describes spiritual life. The Bible is saying when you receive the light of Christ in your inner life, then what you get is a practical and real relationship with the living God. There is life in your soul because you live in the light of God's grace, love, and forgiveness. And when you receive the light of Christ, you'll also enjoy an abundant, eternal, and everlasting life. Life beyond death. Going back again to John 8 and verse 12, Jesus affirms this. John 8 verse 12 says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Do you see how Jesus keeps life and light connected? He's saying something profound in John 8, 12. Jesus is the light of life. If you have Jesus in your life, then he will light up your inner person. If you do not have Jesus in your life, then darkness consumes your inner person. And out of the inner man and woman projects the outer man and woman. That is, who you are on the inside is how you come across on the outside. Who you are privately is, eventually, who others experience you to be publicly. The inside comes outside. We're certainly seeing that in the headlines these days, aren't we? Jesus is light, and Jesus is life. Jesus is the light of life. In Jesus, light and life go together. Maybe that's why I found it peaceful as a child to watch a light shine on a little ceramic Christmas tree. Maybe that's why as an adult I find it peaceful to stare at a little light flying across the world on an airplane. It's a metaphor for my spiritual life, my inner man, my soul. Jesus is the light of my life, and in Jesus Christ I have peace. Like all children, I needed the assurance of peace. Like all adults, I still need the assurance of peace. And if you're anything like me, you want peace in your own inner person. In your life, you want to walk in the light, not stumble around in the darkness. My friend, Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the source of life. And Jesus wants a very real, down-to-the-earth, practical relationship with you. If you think you would like the same with him, will you write to me today and let me know? Just drop me a personal email and say, I'd like to know more about Jesus and how he wants a relationship with me. My email is mark@markaswallow.com. M-A-R-K at markaswallow.com. Write to me today. And then please come back tomorrow and find out how Jesus, as light, contrasts with darkness and shines in the darkness of our lives. Join me right here tomorrow for more of God Is.